It's Edward Davey. I'm leader of the Liberal Democrats, but I'm also the MP for Kingston and Surbiton.
Excellent. So, as we're recording this, yesterday we had Jeremy Hunt's 2023 spring budget. Could you please give us your reaction to that, please?
I think the government showed just how out of touch it is. Many people are really suffering with the cost of living crisis. Millions of families and pensions are really finding it hard to make ends meet, and particularly with energy bills. And the government didn't cut the energy bills as Liberal Democrats had argued for. And that's going to cause huge, huge problems for many people. So there was no cut in energy bills. And the other issue that people are talking about all the time is the state of the NHS, trying to get GP appointments, cancer waiting times, and crumbling hospitals, and so on. And there was really no, not the boost for the NHS that Liberal Democrats had argued for.
The energy price guarantee was going to rise to £3,000, but is remaining at £2,500. Surely that is a cut in some sense.
No, it was the government that were putting the prices up. For them to say they're not putting the prices up, and that's a triumph, is a nonsense. The truth is that because prices have gone down on the wholesale markets, the government can afford to give a cut in energy bills. We think the energy price guarantee shouldn't be at 2,500; it should be much lower, at less than 2,000. Frankly, still quite high at prices that we had last April. But we need to give help to people, far more help, and the government are actually taking away help just at a time when I think people are really on the edge. I don't think the government understand there's a social catastrophe out there with the cost of living crisis.
So the Liberal Democrats are pitching themselves against the expansion of the ULEZ. Could you tell us a bit about what amendments or alternatives you'd like to see?
Yeah, Liberal Democrats do take air pollution and the environment very seriously, but the mayor's extension of ULEZ is just too unfair. It's at the wrong time and it's poorly designed. So Liberal Democrats are arguing he should stop it. We need to have a really much greater investment in public transport. We need to have an extension of electric vehicle charging infrastructure, for example. And we need to make sure that for any people who, in a few years' time, if a scheme is introduced, are asked to switch to cleaner cars, and they get proper help, and not just in London, but in areas with people who have to commute into London. So we've asked the mayor to go back to the drawing board.
Labour have already said that they're not going to give more than £110 million for the scrappage scheme, and it's offering grants of £2,000 to people on benefits in London. Surely what you're asking for is unrealistic because it's going to mean hundreds more millions of pounds.
Well, the Conservative government have given other areas of the country a lot of money to help them with car scrappage schemes when they've had similar projects, but they're not giving that to London and to the areas around London. And that's wrong. So I think both the Conservatives have a case to answer why they're not being more supportive on air pollution. And the Labour mayor has a case to answer because he's just doing this at the wrong time. I mean, I don't know if he's noticed, but there's a cost of living crisis. And his scrappage scheme won't help many people. Many people in my constituency, I've had lots of discussions with people in Chessington, for example. They won't be helped by the mayor's scrappage scheme. So that's why we're saying he's got to stop this rollout of ULEZ and get a much better scheme.
Is there an amendment to public transport in Kingston and Surbiton that you would like to see?
Well, I think we can absolutely increase the number of buses and improve bus services. I've been also worried about the reductions in train services locally, but there are longer term solutions that we need to look at to improve our public transport. Some of those will take a bit of time, but there are things that can be done, as I've said, in the shorter term.
Moving on to the delays to the new leisure centre plan for Kingston, the council says that £44 million has been ring-fenced for the budget for the project, and the authority says they were quoted nearly £80 million, but that was too expensive. Is £44 million now a realistic figure?
I think we must deliver a new leisure centre. It's vital for those people who swim, those people who want to stay healthy. So Liberal Democrats are totally committed to it. But there's been a real problem. I think everyone's aware of it. We've seen prices going up everywhere. Our economy has been in turmoil, particularly after the Liz Truss budget, when interest rates went up. That's had a big impact. Electricity costs, materials, building materials, labour costs. And the quote was way higher than anyone could have possibly expected. So it's very disappointing. It's really disappointing. But I think the council's right to be responsible with the finances of the borough. I am absolutely clear that they are ring fencing money so they can get back to this project when prices come back to more sensible levels. They're ring fencing the land. So there's a huge determination to do it. But I think they're right. You can't do it at any price.
Is the plan of the Liberal Democrats then kind of resting on the idea that prices are going to come back down? I mean, is that what we see historically, prices going down?
Well, when there's more competition in the construction sector, particularly of these types of buildings, then we will see prices come down. The problem is that the price quota was very high. And although five, you'd have to check with the council, five companies initially entered the tender, only one was at the end. So I'm a great believer in competition, particularly when there's price pressure. So I think the council's just been very responsible and sensible. And if you look around the country, you're seeing two things. You're seeing lots of other infrastructure projects being delayed, in some cases cancelled. You're also seeing some councils go bankrupt. Now, we don't want our council to go bankrupt. It was threatened with bankruptcy when the Conservatives were last running it. Liberal Democrats have turned the finances around, but we've still got to be sensible and prudent. And we also need to make sure that, like others, we take long-term decisions over things like infrastructure. So I do believe this leisure centre will be built, and I do believe it will be built at a much lower price.
You've visited Kingston Pantry recently. Could you tell us a bit about your visit?
I'm so in awe of all the people who've set up Kingston Pantry. I visited at its opening at Tolworth Rec. And what it's trying to do is trying to give an extra option to people who are struggling with the cost of living. And we have the food banks, which is so helpful for people. What the pantry is trying to do is if people put a small amount of money in, they get a much more back in terms of the food and household necessities that they can buy at the Kingston Pantry. So it's part of an extension to people who are really struggling. And I think everyone involved needs our thanks, because there are families in our borough who are really, really finding it tough.
And Kingston Hospital has recently launched a new carers clinical liaison service, which is aiming to help unpaid carers. Could you tell us a bit about your reaction to this and why unpaid carers need this sort of help?
Well, I'm so pleased and delighted with Kingston Hospital's new scheme. I went and visited Kingston Hospital a few months ago with a local councillor, Diane White, who's also the chief executive of Kingston Carers Network. And we made the argument to the hospital that unpaid carers, family carers, people looking after loved ones at home, needed more help. They needed more help because they're doing such a critical job and they've been under a lot of pressure. But also, they were part of the answer for the hospital's problems. The hospital has a real problem, as do most other hospitals, of discharging patients. Now, clearly, we need social care with paid carers, professional carers for many of the people who need discharge. We need those care packages. But there are families looking after loved ones who would want to look after loved ones if they got more help. And so I've been arguing to Kingston Hospital about looking at one or two schemes, a scheme I'd seen in Devon that really engaged family carers and unpaid carers to be part of that system of helping people come out of hospital more quickly. And Kingston Hospital has run with that idea. And I'm really, really pleased. I hope it's going to work. There might be a few teething problems, but the idea of helping family carers who want to care for their loved ones but find it a bit difficult. But helping them, I think, is that got to be the right one of the approaches to solving the problems in the NHS.